Hey everybody, welcome back to Thin Line Believers, and welcome to a new year. 2020 is upon us, and yeah, I'm excited for a new year, excited for a new year of podcasts, of guests, of just answering emails and prayer requests and those things from all you that tune in and give us, me and Adam, the the drive to continue to do this, just with comments and emails and those things that come in. We've got some exciting things coming up this year, to include some decals and some stickers and maybe some merchandise to kind of build on the year and on the past couple years that we've been doing this. So I was thinking about, I know it's been a little bit of a break between the two podcasts, but I wanted to wait until after the new year and touch on a new year, you know, and changes for the new year, that everybody always makes these New Year's resolutions and these things that they want to change, and they immediately decide, you know, I'm going to run a marathon, I'm gonna lose 30 pounds, I'm going to do all that, and jump headlong into these things. And you know, I know a lot of those have to do with physical, but I'm not sure how many people really think about the spiritual changes that they'd like to make and the things that they can do to change those. And so I was gonna touch on a few of those in that topic. And you know, here we are, you know, 2020, another year. 2019 is gone and the new is here, ready or not. Some of us are probably ready for a new year, and some of us may not be. Maybe 2019 was an epic year for you and was amazing, and one that you have some fond memories of. You know, can you believe that it's another year and that it's 2020? You know, it's one of those things that growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know, I always thought, I mean, you look at Back to the Future and you look at all these futuristic movies that, oh, we're going to have flying cars and hoverboards and, you know, Jetsons, and we're going to have robot maids that do everything for us. And, you know, I mean, we're heading that way, but it's interesting to see where we are and where we've progressed from. But most of us will admit that we have, you know, character traits and habits we would like to change. Some of us even try to modify our behavior, you know, just at the first of the year, I'm going to do this different. But just changing outward behavior is like rolling back the odometer on a car. You know, you reduce the numbers from 200,000 to 20,000, you know, but you still have a car that has 200,000 miles on it. You know, however, there is hope for the person who desires and sincerely desires to change. The power to change like that means admitting we can't do it on our own, really. I mean, we all know that, and if you're a believer, you know that I can't do this on my own. I can't, you know, live this life and rely on my earthly being to get me through it. There's just too much. You know, remember, lasting change comes from within. We need the help of the Lord to do that. The Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and new has come. When we give our lives to Jesus Christ, he transforms us, changes us from the inside out, not from the outside in like we try and do sometimes. Instead of just rolling back the odometer and being the same old person inside, he gives us a spiritual heart transplant. He changes us. He gives us a new way of living, a new clean slate, washes us white as snow, you know, all the things that the Bible says. Now that, my friends, is a change for the better. And a change that lasts as long as you continue to work on it and continue to strive to have that relationship and build that relationship with Christ as you go. You know, God's at work in us if we allow him to be, and he constantly is, you know, the more and more we are attuned to that. And that's every one of us, whether you want him to be or not. He's constantly working on you. He's constantly knocking on that door incessantly to have you open that door to let him in, you know, whether we can see it or not. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." You know, we look at it and He's working to transform our character into the character of his Son and our King, Jesus Christ. And he'll continue working until the work is complete. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." So he's going to keep working in us. He's going to keep being the same amazing, merciful Christ in us, no matter what. But hopefully we can attune our heart in this new year and continue to attune our heart to that relationship and that desire that he has for us to be with him. Our job is to join him. Our job is to follow Jesus and work ourselves in obedience to increase the amount of that goodness and that light in our lives, right? And to decrease the opposite, to decrease that darkness, decrease that, you know, that emptiness, that void that so many feel. You know, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. And as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." That was 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. You know, who among us doesn't need more goodness and more light, especially in our jobs and what we do and, you know, the things that we see and the things, the people we talk to that are broken and that are hurting constantly, you know, the death, the dying, the violence, all those things that we see. I mean, we, more than anyone, and along with a lot of people, need that goodness and more light in our lives. You know, I mean, that question obviously was a rhetorical question because we do, like I said. And when's a better time to increase our intentionality about increasing our holiness than at the beginning of the new year? I mean, we should be doing it throughout the year. We should be doing it all the time. We should be looking for ways that we can do that. But we always look to the new year as a new beginning and as a new start. So why not? Why does it always take a new year for us to believe in a new beginning? When Christ our Lord has offered that to each and every day, we have that. We have that opportunity. Why do we, like my pastor John Phelan put it this weekend, decide to run a marathon when we can't even walk to the mailbox daily? So how do we do it? Well, we get intentional by looking at the choices we've been making, who we've been hanging out with and spending time with, the practices we've been engaging in, the experiences we've been enjoying. We get intentional by taking time to reflect upon those choices and upon their results, really. And we get intentional by deciding which relationships, which practices, which experiences we'd like more of going forward, because they increase holiness, and which we'd like less of because they don't. So what do? You know, consider the past 12 months, if you will. Take some time for some introspective and consider what was good. What was good for you? What was good for your soul? What worked? What wasn't good? What didn't work? Now, you know, create a plan for yourself. And whether you're somebody who has to make a list or has to have a spreadsheet or has to have something in your phone, an app, whatever that is, find something that'll work for you that will allow you to create a simple, practical, achievable plan for bringing more of what's been good and what's worked for you into the next 12 months. And less of what hasn't and wasn't good and what didn't bring you joy and lift you up and build your relationships, not only in your life and your family, your wife, your girlfriend, boyfriend, friends, all of those, but what didn't help with those. What do you want going forward? What do you know needs changing? How can you change it one step at a time? How do you, you know, shed the things that destroy your faith, your walk, your relationship with Christ? There were quite a few things for me that came to mind this last year that I'm going to be intentional about. I'm going to write out my plan to change those things and to move forward in my relationship with Christ, with my wife, my kids, my friends, and the things that I do that and have done that quite honestly try and sabotage those things. You know, things that in my life that need adjusting. As much as I do this for you and for the glory of Jesus, our Lord, I get so much myself when the Lord puts a topic on my heart and I truly spend time preparing a message for you all. I'm going to post a question on Facebook and Instagram when I'm done here. And all I'm asking is that you answer the question. It'll come to me or to Adam. It's not going to go to anybody else. But just a question of, you know, what can you work on? What is it that took away from your relationship with Christ and your walk and your faith? I hope you take the time to answer that question, because I will spend time in prayer for each and every one of you that do answer, in hopes that the question in your heart and the things that need to be tweaked and changed will be changed in you and will be adjusted, and that the things that don't bring you joy in that relationship can be adjusted. So please have a blessed week. I know this was somewhat short of a podcast, but I had a to-the-point thing that I wanted to get out there for you all. Have a blessed week. Dig deep going forward. And find those things that you can adjust in your lives to bring that joy that we're searching for here in 2020. We'll talk to you soon, and me and Adam will be praying for you. Have a blessed week. Bye.